You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you this morning. It is Thursday. It is the 19th of January. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show. I'm Jerry D. The time is 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to be with you for the next 3 hours, trying to get you happily and safely to wherever it is you're going this morning. Right, let's just take a look. We've got a few things, not too much this morning, relevant to today's date, the 19th of January, some events. Confederate Heroes Day today, that is being recognized. In Texas, Robert E. Lee Day in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Mississippi, and Georgia. In Iceland today, husbands, it's your day. Enjoy, yes, Husband's Day. And Kok Borok Day today is being celebrated or recognized in Tripura, and that is in, of course, it's in India.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
When you wake up in the morning. And you're shadowed by the darkness of the night. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side. And when you get a little lonely, and you lose your rhythm, don't give up the fight. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side.
And there we go. Yes, bring us in on this Thursday morning at 5 minutes, if you keep your eye on the time, after the hour. 7 o'clock, numbers by your side. A song by the Scottish DJ and producer Calvin Harris, featuring English singer Tom Greenan on there. That was released on the 4th of June back in 2021. And on the 4th of June in 2021, Greenan shared a video on Twitter captioning it, "This is going to be the summer we've all been waited for." Well, if you're ever in the UK, you say that every year, but it just never seems to happen. In an interview with Apple Music, Apple Music One's Zane Lowe, Calvin Harris said that the first thing I liked was Greenan's voice a lot. I started following him on Instagram and struck by his positivity, his relentless positivity in his post. So I figured out what the song is going to sound like. He seemed like such an obvious choice, and the rest, of course, is history.
It's better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
another little piece and some harmony. We'll take the world together. We'll take them by the hand.
Go, yes, and a bit of Hootie and the Blowfish are there and Hold My Hand. Breakfast show time, we're just coming down to 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's program. And what we're going to do in just a minute, we're going to put you in the shower. Why not? Get you ready for wherever it is you're going this morning. Right, let me see just quickly. It is Thursday. We do try when we can to have Dr. Computer with us, Alex Human, on a Thursday morning. Unfortunately, he gave us a note this morning apologising. He's got an emergency come up that he has to deal with. It's a work emergency. So he's got to deal with that this morning, probably getting somebody back online and up and running, something like that. So it's you, me, the music. We'll be checking in with Ingrid, chatting in with Yasmin as well. I know she's off on a another piece of work. She's going off to another get-together. What do you call them? A meeting anyway. We'll find out more about that a bit later on. But I'll tell you what we're going to do for now. We're going to get you all cleaned up and on your way to wherever it is you're going. Now, what have I got for you? Something that I was looking at this, I thought, yeah, we could play this one in the shower. It comes from Lisa Stansfield. People, hold on. She goes, yes, from up north in England, Lisa Stansfield. Right, time is, we're just coming down 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. And off we go. That's it. And I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. Just think, you're just a day away from Friday. I mean, actually, it's really quite funny because I was saying, wasn't it, this is the first five-day week we've done for a long time. Because of all the various holidays. But funnily enough, strange enough for me at any rate, the week seems to have gone that bit quicker. I don't know why. Perhaps I was spending too much time just hanging around when I had three days for a weekend. On the Breakfast Show, this is T-Rex. Telegram Sam. There we go. That's a T-Rex and a Telegram Sam. And time-wise, we are 23 and a half after the hour 7. Mary Lou, good morning to you, Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, I agree with you. This week has gone real fast. There you are, you see. Hey, Austin, we could play a piece of music for you. I'll see if I can find that for you a little bit later on. Also, very good morning to Renee. She's there, of course, over there in Athens, in Greece. And all she's doing is sending me pictures of food. Good grief. I tell you what, makes you hungry. I haven't had breakfast yet. Right, and she says, this one says, good morning. She says, Husband's Day, because we mentioned that when we opened the programs, Husband's Day today up there in Iceland. And it says, hope that Iceland has Wives' Day too. I think you ladies get enough. It's us men that need to have a few more days to ourselves. Anyway, she says, I'm just about to get myself some lunch. Or some, I guess they're tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes, perhaps? And I made some air fryer tomato basil soup, along with zucchini, prosciutto, and goat cheese rosé. Good grief, that sounds a bit posh. Saw both recipes on Instagram. Super yummy. Dan, no Dr. Computer. I had a question for him today. I'll save it for next week. All right. As long as your computer's going to work that long. Right, back to the music. Thunderclap Newman this time. Something in the air.
Thank you.
And there they go, yes, a Thunderclap Newman and Something in the Air. Right, it's time on the Breakfast Show for us to take a quick break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent a Car, Cerveza Cristal, ¿te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And time 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're going to take a look at some of the international news and some business headlines for this morning as well. Ukraine has pleaded on Thursday for the West to finally send it heavy tanks as the defense chiefs of the United States and Germany headed for a showdown over weapons that Kiev says could decide the fate of the war. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Germany on Thursday to meet with new Defense Minister Boris Pistorius, hours after Pistorius was sworn into office. The next day, both will convene dozens of allies to pledge weapons for Ukraine at the United States' Ramstein Air Base, a meeting billed as a chance to provide the arms to shift the war's momentum in 2023. And former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, an ally, of course, of Kremlin chief Vladimir Putin, warned the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that's NATO, on Thursday, that the defeat of Russia in Ukraine could trigger a nuclear war. The Swedish government announced a new package of military aid to Ukraine on Thursday that will include armored infantry fighting vehicles and the Archer artillery system. Going across to New Zealand, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Thursday made a shock announcement that she had no more in the tank to continue leading the country and would step down no later than early February and not seek re-election. Ardern, holding back tears, said that it had been a tough 5.5 years as Prime Minister and that she was only human and needed to step aside. In France, train drivers, teachers and refinery workers were among those who walked off their jobs on Thursday in a nationwide day of strikes. This is against the government plan to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. The number of COVID patients needing critical care in China's hospitals has peaked, health authorities said on Thursday, as millions travelled across the country for long-awaited reunions with families, raising fears of fresh outbreaks. Amazon.com Inc. Will cut some jobs in the United States, Canada and Costa Rica as part of its plan to lay off 18,000 employees, the e-commerce giant said in a memo to staff seen by Reuters. Stocks and oil prices dipped on Thursday. This was after weak U.S. consumer data rekindled global recession worries, while Japan's yen reared up again as traders took fresh punts at that the Bank of Japan will soon be tightening policy. An early 0.5% slide in Europe. This is on the stocks index. Had a bad day for the Nikkei as well. This meant that all world share indices were facing their first three-day losing streak of the year. Wall Street futures were pointing down 0.3%, while benchmark 10-year US Treasury yields, which tend to drive global borrowing costs and fall when bond prices rise, hit their lowest since September. Southwest Airline Company's pilot union has called for a strike or authorization vote. This is weeks after a tech meltdown at the carrier left tens of thousands of passengers stranded across the United States. The airline said the proposed vote will not affect operations and is not an indication of an impending work stoppage. The United States Justice Department will announce a major international cryptocurrency enforcement action today. Oh, yesterday. It was supposed to be Wednesday, so I have to find out what this is for me. They said in a statement, adding the U.S. Treasury Department will also make an announcement. So the U.S. officials, including Deputy U.S. Attorney General Lisa Monaco and Deputy U.S. Treasurer Secretary Wole Adeyemo, will deliver remarks at 12 p.m. In Washington, according to the statement. So there we are. I have to find out a bit more about that last story. Time on The Breakfast Show, 25 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Back to the music. It's the Pet Shop Boys in Suburbia.
so beautiful from afar, but shattered on the surface of stars, a sea with no more fish, planets without air, waves with no more song, and I know I'm gonna die.
There we go, two great tracks in a row. As I mentioned, we started off with the Pet Shop Boys and Suburbia. Following on that one, Alphaville and I Die For You Today. Well, thank you very much. Right, so let me see. I tell you what, we're going to go back to Mary Lou for a minute. As I mentioned, she wished us a very happy morning this morning. In actual fact, she says, a great and a blessed day to everybody. Yeah, so that's from Mary Lou to all of you and to us here in the studio as well. And you asked if we could please play Room 335 from Larry Clayton.
tell me I sleep with danger, please. It's been knocking on my door since I was 17. Oh, and you saw, but you chose to ignore. But now it's more than a wish, it's a dream. Now I don't understand how you can hold me back. You said, baby, learn your lessons when you step on cracks. So there's no time to fall, existence will call. And see, experimenting. And I guess there's just no other way. I've been drawn to a new escape. Cause I'm wearing bamboo and I'm picking up Zeus. I slipped away. Now I'm tonguing on a wizard love. And your sassy snow's a deal for us. Oh, a danger's got me wrapped up round its thumb. But it's no trap cause I'm in love.
Carlton and room 335. There we go. That was Joy Crooks and Mother, May I Sleep with Danger. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 9 minutes before the hour, but I'll tell you one thing. Might be around about this time of the morning, but Renee sending in all that information about food and pictures, which was all rather cruel. It's made me hungry.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
It's breakfast time.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
there goes Shanice there. Shanice Lorraine Wilson Knox. Yes, we just know her as, of course, Shanice. American singer-songwriter. She's an actress and a dancer as well. Had the Billboard hit, the one we just played, I Love Your Smile. And that was... and in the same year, by the way, Silent Prayer in 1991. Saving Forever for You in 1993. And in 1999, she scored another hit song, When I Close My Eyes, which peaked the number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Shanice, she's recognized for her, it says here, coloratura soprano voice and her ability to sing, wait for it, in the whistle register. As long as it takes her to the cash register, I'm sure she's happy.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, Simposio de Musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa, del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber, a beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Another one of those tracks off of the album All In by John Spolithoff. I've really got to like his music. And that was called WGYG. I'm sure there's something in there which I missed. Time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 23 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock. Going to be checking with Ingrid fairly soon. I tell you what, I was looking at some of the other things relevant to today's date. It is the 19th of January, and it was a good day for electric lighting. Firstly, back in the year 1883, Thomas Edison's first village electric lighting system, this was using overhead wires. It began operation in a place called Rossell in New Jersey. A good few years later in 1915, over in France, Georges Claude of Paris in France patented the neon discharge tube for use in advertising signs. How cool is that?
Boy! Electric Avenue. And then to take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya. Can't get food for the kids. Good God, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
I hear you're back in town. I hope I get to see you next week. I'll be in town next week doing some work in the city. Well, today is another gorgeous day. Blue skies, ooh yeah. The hydrangeas are looking good. We got some hydrangeas when we had gone to Boquete because the ones that we have here, that are in the front yard, they don't seem to have bloomed. They get green, but they don't bloom. The ones we brought back from Boquete, the cook put out by the Lady Lanyap, and boy, they're just blooming and growing and making new blooms all the time. Got some tomatoes on the vine over there. They're starting to turn colors. Have some red peppers getting colors over there as well. We've got six tomato plants I got to put in the ground this weekend once everything settles down. Oh, now the cat has been cornered by the puppy. Ooh, this is going to be good. I don't know. Oh, there they go. Yip, yip, yip. Come here, Chelsea. Come on. Come help me with the radio show. That's a good girl. Yeah. Oh, she's going to be a good puppy, I hope. She's already gained a couple of pounds for sure. She's getting more and more heavy every time I pick her up. That or I'm getting old. Well, yeah, I am getting older. That's true, too. So today is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Freaky Friday. Fun facts. Hoo-hoo. What wonderful things are we going to conjure up for tomorrow? January's been a very interesting month. We had Martin Luther King Day on Monday of this week in Estados Unidos. Lots of people celebrating the greatness of this orator and this wonderful man and all the things that he had done for our country and for civil rights. Amazing things. I learned that his parents, actually Martin Luther King, paid the hospital bill for, Julia Roberts. When she was born. So I thought, oh, how interesting. These little tidbits of trivia that just slap and stick into the back of your mind and you can't get rid of them. Kind of like me and Jerry. Not Yaz. Yaz, you like to remember because she's nice. Jerry and I, nah, we're ruffians. All right. Well, I'm feeling better. I did have a little cough, but I am getting better. My congestion is gone. The only thing left now is to get rid of whatever's left in my chest, and I've got an expectorant for that, and I'm on the road to recovery. So until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. If the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time. Day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never shifted. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. College just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'm feeling like, Dad, is the bar of the car keys, see you later, can I have them please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu. But it's your nice talking to you, Dad. It's been your nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue. I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
The best place to be in the mornings.
I let it fall.
But there's a side to you that I never knew, never knew.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with Harry Chapin and Cats in the Cradle and The Dog's on the Cat. And following on there, that's Adele. No mistaking that voice, and Set Fire to the Rain. Good morning.
You sound like Ingrid.
Oh, dear. She's sounding a little bit better. She's getting over her cold, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
And she mentioned Neil there, because Neil called yesterday. He's feeling ill. He's feeling rough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was. He said that, you know, he was staying in. So the good lady, Christine, mm-hmm. she went and took some medicine and some soup, mm-hmm. which is always good for a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Rub it on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to find out how he is today. I haven't seen him on online yet this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep an eye on him. It's mm-hmm. a shame he's only just got here.
Exactly.
But the thing is, you travel by plane, mm-hmm. and there's all sorts of germy people on planes, isn't there, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Exactly.
Yeah. Achoo! So, how was yesterday? What was it you were doing? Oh, you were just resting yesterday, weren't you?
Yesterday, I don't remember.
Yasmin was right. Well, she said you're the one that remembers. I mean, you're my brain. I have to rely on you to remember things, even my own name sometimes.
I know, yes, I was at home, yes, working.
Oh, there you go, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. Can you remember where you live?
Yes.
But today you're a little bit busier today, aren't you?
Oh, yes, today I have a press conference at Costa del Este right now.
Mm-hmm.
And after that I have to go to City of Knowledge for one of the concerts.
And because Ian is going again today, isn't he? And you said he's got to take his saxophone with
mm-hmm.
him. How's he going to get there?
He should be already there, because I left him in the house of one of the friends from the school.
Oh, okay.
To take the bus and then to take the metro.
My carrying his saxophone.
Yes.
Oh, poor lad.
Uh-huh.
Well, that'll help. Yeah. That'll help with the exercise for the
mm-hmm.
rowing. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he still doing that? Is that still being practiced?
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yes, he loves that.
He's got a busy life, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yes. And do you often just dump him with friends? I mean, I don't fancy him. Can you take him? Poor Ian. And so, yeah, so he's going, so, I mean, he's going to enjoy today then, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
If he's got his saxophone. Because I was asking the other day about, you know, the saxophone, and it was he's given to him to use by the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think that's incredible. Mm-hmm. I think that's brilliant. In fact, I think I remember when they passed, it was some time ago, when they passed the spending. Mm-hmm. For instruments for the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And a saxophone, I mean, they're not cheap, are they?
No, exactly.
No.
Mm-hmm.
If I was him, I'd keep it.
Yeah. And the good thing is that they keep it well, you know.
Mm,
they take care of it and,
yeah,
you know.
Is it all mm-hmm. nice and shiny?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, it's funny, some artists, mm-hmm. I mean, some, you know, very important artists, and I see them, and they're sort of like their trumpet or those. It's just sort of dull and hasn't been cleaned.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
And, I think, because, I mean, the saxophone, apart from being one of the most beautiful sounding instruments, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
is one of the best looking.
Exactly.
You know,
when
so
it's shiny.
Yeah, and when it's shiny. They've got all those little knobs and things, and, you know. I mean, it's like an incredible piece of engineering,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, if anybody's got a second-hand saxophone out there, we're interested. let us know. All right? Anybody got an old second-hand saxophone or one they don't use anymore? Perhaps, like me, you've tried it for 10 minutes and that was enough. And, well, when I was at school, they didn't give you... What did they give you when I was at school? A violin.
Oh, I love violin.
Well, that's all right. But it's not very butch, is it, really, a violin? I mean, I think for me, anyway, violin is easier than a piano, because, like we were saying with our guest yesterday, Licky, mm-hmm. You know, getting my left to right hands to do something completely different is not easy.
But you did try the violin?
I think I did try it once.
Oh, okay.
Possibly twice. But, you know what Lihi said yesterday? Mm-hmm. Never too late.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps I will try something other than the triangle.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. So anyway, look, so you've got to get, you're going off soon to your meeting over there in, was it Costa del Este?
Yes.
Because there's always a lot of traffic over there, so give yourself plenty of time. Where is it in Costa del Este?
I have no idea.
Oh, Rob, well, you're not going to find it very easily, are you?
Yeah, I have to use the Google Maps. Because I don't know where it's at.
What's it called?
I have an idea, because they said it's next to Starbucks. So maybe I can just Google Starbucks.
You're probably finding about five of them over there.
Do you think? I don't know. No, I guess there are in Costa del Este, it's just one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, good luck with that one.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Okay, yes. Well, look, have a great day.
Thank you,
and
too.
We'll hear all about your experiences tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, and... Say hi to him when you see him. Congratulations. Okay. I bet he's going to have a great day.
Thank you very much.
And, right, that's it then. I think we're going to let's go back to some music. What have we got for you now? Let me think. I've done that one. I haven't done this one. I Believe in You. This is from Don Williams.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in you. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. That gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
There we go. This is Mr. Don Williams, and I Believe in You. I was just taking a look at, again, some of the things relevant to today's date. I'll tell you what, we're going to do a couple of little questions here. You can answer one or both or whatever. Back in the year 1935, Cooper's Inks, they sell the world's first briefs. Okay, Cooper's Inc. sells the world's first briefs on this day in 1935. What did they become known as? Cooper's Inc. Remember, they sell briefs. Now, the other little question I've got for you, let's play a little game. This is an intro. There we go. Tell me what the name of that song is. All right? One more time. There we go. Ding, ding, ding. Isn't that fun? That's a little Stevie Wonder. I call it pretty music. And talking about pretty music, congratulations to Patricia. She got the intro question right. It's the Supremes. Where Did Our Love Go? Yes, indeed. There we go. Yes, the Supremes. And where did our love go? So, congratulations to Patricia getting our intro. The other question, by the way, was going back to the year 1935. Cooper's Inc., they're now known as, quote, sells the world's first briefs. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a clue. They ride horses.
I may hate myself, but baby, I love you. You know you paint side my favorite shade of blue.
This is Lovely the Band. And I hate myself.
I'm mostly made of issues created in my head. I wish that I could fix you, she said to me in bed. Grown used to people leaving, try not to get attached. With you I get the feeling, my heart has met its match. I may hate myself, but baby I love you. You know you paint sad my favorite shade of blue. You give a melancholy high to the problems in my life. I may hate myself, but baby I love you. At least I want to. Sad boy, but I've always got your back. You can use me like a new toy for the feelings that you lack. If we grow old, less beautiful, maybe a little fat, I'd still be a sad boy. Would you be okay with that? I may hate myself, but baby I love you.
That's it, yes, Lovely the Band. It's all one word, by the way, no spaces in there. I hate myself. And congratulations, Paul Dixon, over there in South London in the United Kingdom. Good morning, Paul. Well, good afternoon to you. It was, the answer to the question was, Cooper's Inc., now known as Jockey International. There you are, you see, I told you you'd know it.
The love that we shared, guess we'll never know. Is it hidden behind that velvet robe? While I'm standing alone, out in the cold. Where did you go? Do your new friends know that it's all for show? Or did you fool them all into thinking you go? Did you do as you're told? Will it ever get old? Don't you remember me, darling? When you lay down to sleep, do you still think of me? 'Cause I remember you, darling, without the sadness in your eyes. Now the champagne's running dry.
And that song is called Velvet Rope, coming from Rita Ora. Off of the album called Phoenix. That was released, the album was released back in 2018, November 2018. And big thanks again to Paul Dixon. He also sent us a nice cuddly story this morning, which we'll take a look at in the next hour of this morning's program, because, well, as is for right now, time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
D Breakfast Show. All the best sounds around with Jerry D.
It is Aerosmith, and it is Crying. We are 22 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock this morning. I sort of just mentioned, didn't I, when we were looking at some of the things. Well, in actual fact, when our friend Paul came in about the jockeys. Yes. I mentioned he sent a nice cuddly story this morning. It's all about a teddy bear. We're all attached to our teddy bears, aren't we? A teddy bear's head was found washed up on a beach following storms, and now it's been transformed into a cuddly toy after a year of work. The bear's battered face washed up on Porth Beach near Newquay in Cornwall in the United Kingdom. This was after storms in January of 2022. After seeing a photo on Twitter, Eleanor Ashton, a vicar from Wiltshire, got in touch and asked if she could attempt to restore him. Sinbad is now complete and he's being used as a therapy bear. The remains of Sinbad were found on a beach by beachcomber Tracy Williams. She said, after the winter storms of last January, masses of seaweed washed ashore and it was full of plastic. So a group of us spent days and weeks and months picking it up. It was his nose that we noted first. It was actually sticking out of the kelp. It was only when I pulled his nose out I realised it was attached to a teddy bear's head. Miss Ashton had never restored a teddy bear before, but when she saw the photo, felt compelled to get in touch. He just looked so sad, but also so hopeful. It was just the head of a bear, but he seemed alive, she said. It was posted in a cardboard envelope and absolutely stank, she said, filled with sand and seaweed. Her son Bill, who's 13, named the bear Sinbad after Sinbad the Sailor because of the adventure he'd been on. Miss Ashton, who is a rector of Shrewton near Salisbury, said, I was careful not to over-restore him, so he still has the same eyes and nose, and his ears are still a bit bare. Talking of his new life as a therapy bear, she said people just want to give him a cuddle. They like to do that to me as well. I wish. I've taken him to the local care home, and he is comforting and very cuddly. He will accompany me on various visits. The fact that he was battered and wounded but could still have a life and a future is a story we all understand and relate to. She and her son now plan to visit Cornwall in half term and take Sinbad along with them on the trip. That's a lovely story, that. As I said, we're all attached to our teddy bear. I remember I this is strange, but it's probably the first thing I can remember. And I was only 10 months old. My father was in the police force in a place called Heathfield, I think it was, in Sussex. And we went to a Christmas party in the pub just down the road. I say, I can remember it so well. And I was given a teddy bear. And that was the teddy bear. I was just 10 months old. Incredible. And anyway, I had that bear ad infinitum. It suffered when I was a child because the nose was missing and my mother had sewn a nose. I don't mean sewn one on. She actually sort of used the cotton to make a nose. And Teddy had no hair left. And also there was still remnants of some fluorescent paint on the top of his head. This was so I could find him underneath the sheets at night. I love my teddy bear. Good morning to Cedric. Good morning to you. He says, good morning, Jerry. He said, do you have the trolley song? I think it was by Judy Garland. Do I have the trolley song? What do you think this is? Of course I do.
And my hair piled high up on my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe. I just hold up his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. Movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under the evergreens. But I know what I
mean. Oh, the quality of that is going down the drain. Must go and clean the needle. Shirley Bassey, New York State of Mind, we'll give that a miss. Before that, New York, New York, that was from Mr. Frank Sinatra. And as requested by Cedric, the Trolley Song with Judy Garland. I tell you what, I'm going to stick with Shirley Bassey. I'm going to try another track from her, see if this one's all right. It's called I Am What I Am. She can belt it out, can't she? Oh, yes, oh, Shirley. Shirley Bassey there from Tiger Bay in Wales. 22 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock, so we've got time to squeeze a few more in. Let me see. Mary Lou's asked if she can remember things from Alien Life, by the way. She's asked if I could squeeze in another song. I think I can do that. Let me see if I can find it for you. And also another good morning to Cedric there. He enjoyed the music. Another one, and then I'll see if I can find that request of a rummage through my music collection. But this is Roy Orbison.
Dum, 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 dum.
Only the lonely.
Dum, 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 dum,
know the way I feel tonight.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
there goes my heart. They're gone forever, so far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely
go. Yes, what a voice. Roy Orbison there, Only the Lonely. Don't forget Roy Orbison, he was in the Wilbury group, super group, the Wilburys. Right, I'll tell you what, say, Mary Lou asked if I could find a piece of music for her. I've rummaged through my record collection here. Now, I surprise myself sometimes. I do have a copy of this here in my, I haven't played it. I think it's about the first time somebody's ever asked for it. So I hope this is the one, the Clown Cafe. Right, ready?
What the? Calm.
Sorry.
You're good.
Sorry.
Mommy, sorry. Are you calm?
Not at all calm. Am I ever calm? No, I'm never calm.
What's up, people? It's Leah and Terrifier 2 fans. I have a very special video for you today. For those of you who don't know, my name is Leah Boise, and I play the Clown Cafe singer in Terrifier 2, along with the nurse in the scene in the mid-credits sequence. Very cool. And I'm here today with my friend CJ Rare.
Hi, guys.
And we are going to be doing a cover of The Clown Cafe. Oh, I'm so excited. Unfortunately, we don't have a banjo, so we're doing it on guitar, but that is okay. It is still going to be incredible, and I hope you all enjoy. I
guess I'm buying a banjo after this, huh?
Yeah, you should buy a banjo.
I didn't know I needed one.
Now you need a banjo.
I need a banjo.
It was actually like a banjo ukulele.
That exists?
Apparently.
I didn't know that exists.
CJ hasn't seen the movie.
I'm a bad
friend. I'm a bad friend. Honestly, CJ is the best, and we'll hear more about him after, but let's get to the cover.
Sounds good.
Ready?
Yep.
Drop on by the Clown Cafe, your favorite meals on wheels. The menu is disgusting and it's full of special deals. Nothing here is good for you, so grab yourself a tray, cause food's a little funny at the Clown Cafe. Drop on by the Clown Cafe. Drop on by the Clown Cafe. Gobble up your order quick before it runs away, cause food's a little funny at the Clown Cafe. Why not visit after school and grab yourselves a bite? An appetizing appetizer certain to delight. We haven't done it right unless it makes your teeth decay, cause food's a little funny at the Clown Cafe. Drop on by the Clown Cafe. Drop on by the Clown Cafe. The grub is downright gruesome, but your appetites obey, cause food's a little funny. Food's a little funny. Food's a little funny at the Clown Cafe. Yes.
Well, that's the only version I've got, unfortunately, Mary Lou. So I guess I'll have to try and look out for the original one. But there you are. That's a bit of Clown Cafe. And the time on the breakfast show, 16 minutes. That's before the hour, 10 o'clock, and we're on 89.3, and that is Cool FM. It is a chord, as you probably guessed, Non-Believer, and it comes from La Roca. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are just making our way right now to, well, we're exactly 10.5 minutes, and that is before the hour of 10 o'clock. So I think I've got time. Yeah, I've got time. I can squeeze one more in. A little bit of funk to take us out of this morning's program. In fact, it's by Instant Funk, and it's called I Got My Mind Made Up.
Tonight is fire.
say? What? There we go. Instant Funk got my mind made up, and that's bring us out of this morning's breakfast show. It's been quite a fun morning this morning. Shame Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, couldn't join us, but that's life. We all have to earn a living. Anyway, big thanks go out this morning to our intrepid outdoor reporter, of course, Ingrid, over there in the countryside of El Valle, to Yasmin, my producer here in the breakfast show studio, doing all our background work and doing all of our sort of Instagram stuff and the social media thingies, all like that, stuff that I just don't have a clue about. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, he's back with us. He's feeling a bit rough. Just sort of dropped a note. It could be due to the change of the environment coming from over there to over here. It's a change of the climate as well, I guess. Anyway, hopefully he's going to be fine. Now, let me see, what else we've got? Oh, yes, I've got to thank Boys and Girls, the group of Grada. They get us set up in the morning and keep us running, and they'll be taking over again in just a few minutes' time, or just a few seconds' time, probably. Big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us on 89.3 Cool FM, The Breakfast Show. If you want to advertise with us or you want to sponsor the program, you can do that. Just drop us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22. 677-188-22, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. Well, tomorrow is, what is it? It's TGIF, isn't it? Thank God it'll be Friday tomorrow. Yes, I look forward to that. And I'll be back with you at the usual time, 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. So please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, especially if you're in a car. And we are moving, actually, these days, aren't we? Because the kiddies are still on holiday. Well, please do it carefully, because remember what I say. 7 tomorrow. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.